Awil Civil Hospitals, MSF Feeding Center, run by the French medical charity Doctors Without Borders, is full of dozens of malnourished children. Awun Mayar is one of many mothers from Awil South County seeking treatment for their children.
My baby has been suffering from chest pain and diarrhea for a long time. This diarrhea is a watery one, and I was advised to come here to the feeding center. I also tried to seek treatment at a pharmacy, but the medicine did not work.
Lactating mothers like Alian Madio say they have seen their malnourished children recover after receiving treatment.
Since I arrived here, the doctors have been treating my baby with plumpy nuts and other medicines, and now I am seeing changes in the baby. He can now play and shows signs of better health than before. The baby had high fever and abdominal pain, but now he seems better after receiving plumpies.
Although MSF runs the nutrition center at Awil Civil Hospital, MSF staff in Awil and MSF's communication officer in Juba, Corinne Baker, refused to comment on the situation other than to say, "We do not have nutrition activities in Awil South County." Speaking on condition of anonymity, since she is not authorized to speak publicly, an aid worker acknowledged rampant cases of malnutrition in Awil South County. The aid worker says a recent survey conducted jointly by the UN's World Health Organization and the International Children's Agency, UNICEF, indicates that more than half of the children across the state below the age of 5 are malnourished. Ring Ring, the Director General at the Northern Barangay State Health Ministry, says the malnutrition cases in Awil South are being referred to Awil Hospital because the county does not partner with any organization to help malnourished children.
If you go to data in Awil Civil Hospital, which is supported by MSF France, most of the cases of the children, minor children, are from Awil South. And that it could be justifiable because there's no good partner doing nutrition in Awil South as a county.
Ring says his ministry is doing all it can to ensure that these children are treated.
If you talk about malnutrition, this is a general problem for all South Sudan. And mainly, it could be one of the flooding, because Awil South have already been affected mainly by flooding. Even those people which have already calculated, most of the production have been destroyed. We are trying now to upgrade these staff, which are the state minister of health.
Characteristics of malnourished children include general body weakness, loss of weight, and sullen eyes, which is caused by a lack of nutritious food. Experts say malnutrition is also a byproduct of widespread poverty and natural disasters, such as excessive rains and flooding. For BOA News, I'm Owa Kodo in Awil.